coming into our practice, taking care of our postures, that they're upright and dignified. Remembering as we sit here in the chair, we're planting our feet at the floor and our bottoms at the chair, creating a nice stable base. And letting hands be soft on the lap. Let go of any gripping of the hands. And if there feels like there's a bit of tightness in the back, you might care to roll your shoulders a couple of times up, back, and down. And then flatten those shoulder blades to the back, creating a little uplift. So there's a downward sense of the body sitting at feet, bottom, hands, and there's an uplift through the torso. Spine nice and straight, chest, heart open, but not stiff. So soften down the arms to the fingertips. And take good care of your head, that it's nicely balanced on your neck. Chin pretty much parallel to the floor, maybe slightly tucked downwards. And letting the eyes too be soft and still and downwards. And settle into that felt sense of sitting. Being sure to cultivate interest, curiosity, as well as a friendliness, a kindliness to yourself and your experiences, whatever they may be. And beginning to notice with that same curiosity and kindness that you are being breathed. Breathing is happening. Just noticing how the breath is. If it's hard for you to connect with it, feel free to take a few nice full breaths. And then see if you can let the breath settle and just be as it is. Cultivating presence through mindful awareness of breathing. Let's yoke the mind to the breath. Moment to moment to moment. Wherever it's easy for you to feel it, whether it's the flow of air through the nostrils, cool and dry on the inhale, warmer and moister on the exhale. Or perhaps a sense of a swirl at the throat. Or perhaps it's the rising and falling of the chest or the belly. Just just resting the awareness in one of these spots that feels easeful. There's no special breath to have, just being aware of this breath in this moment as it is. Noticing too the wanderings of the mind. They're not mistakes. Our minds are wired to wander, to scan. So let's see if we can be kind to our wandering minds like we would to a wandering puppy or child. We notice the wandering, we may make a mental note, oh, thinking, worrying, planning, daydreaming, sad, anxious, whatever the experience may be. And then we gently return awareness to breathing, this breath, this moment. Possibly counting the breaths is a way to anchor yourself in the present moment a little easier, a little more easefully. So counting, it can be done in a few ways. You can count up to 5, 1 count per breath, or you could count up to 10. And when the attention wanders, come back to 1, or when you get to 5 or 10, come back to 1. But mainly feel the breathing. Cultivating presence in this moment through breathing. As best we can, letting other experiences, thoughts and emotions, other sensations, let them be like waves of the ocean around our anchor in the breathing. Just let them come and go. And if any strong experience grabs your attention, making a mental note of it, feel it through body, mind, and heart briefly, and then gently return to the breath. When we cultivate presence through breathing, attention to breathing, it doesn't matter how many times the mind wanders or where it wanders to. Each moment of wandering is equally matched by a moment of mindfulness. Ah, thinking. Ah, an emotion. Ah, a sensation. And we're already back to here, to now, mindfully aware. And we can anchor once again in breathing. And as we wrap up the practice and I ring the bells, listening fully to the bells till you can no longer hear any ringing of the bells, and then coming out of the practice and moving and opening eyes. See if you can mindfully hold the sound of the bells to the very end.